My guest today, Lance Gurrell. He is a candidate for Spokane Valley City Council, Council Position 3. Welcome, Lance.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you join us. This is the Get Acquainted conversation, and I just start with a simple question. So tell us about where you grew up and early years going to school.
I grew up on the East Coast. I'm not a Northwest resident for a long time.
Won't hold it against you.
I've actually been in all 50 states and lived in several. I like to tell people I chose the Northwest. I really think this is the most beautiful place to live I've been in the country. We can ignore last February, but to have a June like this always makes me glad that I live here. I went to school on the East Coast in the Maryland suburbs and went to college right out of high school at the University of Maryland for a couple of years, but didn't really find a fit. Ended up working as a welder in the Gulf of Mexico, as an orchard manager and a carpenter, and finally in my mid-40s went back to school and got my accounting degree at the University of Arkansas.
You know, I'm teaching a little bit at WSU as an adjunct professor, and the best students are the ones who've gone out and worked and done something before they come back, and they're really more dedicated. So that's it's a good pattern.
I find that there are a lot of very dedicated, non-traditional students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after that, what took you to all 50 states? That's really a fascinating thing to think about.
My father worked for the VA, so by the time I was in high school, we lived in Colorado when I was in elementary school. I was born in Indiana, and so he traveled a good bit before he ended up in the Washington, D.C. area. After that, I just have traveled. I've been fortunate enough to see the country, and some of it was just road trips around the country. Other is just visiting friends here and there.
Is there an anecdote from those travels that you carry with you as you look at this new position with Spokane Valley?
Well, I went back to school in my 40s and became an accountant. And I have had an accounting practice in North Carolina and Florida, and I've carried a lot of my clients with me. I feel like I've worked with people from a wide variety of backgrounds, both from traveling, living in the South for a number of years. It's where I met my wife, Kimma, and lived there for 30 years. I also feel like as an accountant, I talk to people and try to get the background behind their story. If you're my tax accountant, I'm going to delve into, you know, what you're doing. And that really makes it easier for me to talk to people from a wide variety of backgrounds, put myself in their place, and be able to kind of see how they tick.
Okay. Well, Spokane Valley is a growing community, so there's a lot of people who've moved into the area. It's a lot of different backgrounds.
Yes. Spokane Valley is really at a crossroads. We're the largest city next to Spokane this side of the Cascades, bigger than Coeur d'Alene. So we're just coming into our own as a big city.
Well, one of the things I like to ask people about is their first job, when they first learned that connection between my effort and pay. Was there a formative first boss?
Well, the first boss was probably myself doing a newspaper route.
Yeah.
And it was one of those get up early in the morning, rain or shine kind of things. And I guess that was formative in a way. I've had some very good employers and bosses over the years. Thinking back to my first, I'll say, paying job, my neighbor had a pharmacy in the area, and I had just turned 16, I could drive, and I made pharmacy deliveries to people. I've just worked in a lot of different positions, and I feel like that gives me the ability to understand a lot of the different things that go into different issues.
Yeah, a way to relate to people from your own background to theirs.
Yes.
Yeah. Are there some non-school, non-work kind of activities that you really enjoy? A hobby that piques your interest?
During that early time of leaving college back in the 60s, I had my first introduction to farming and living on a farm and getting out into a rural community. I've become an avid gardener. I was reflecting this morning, I have a Best in Show ribbon for a huge sunflower that we grew a few years ago, and trying to weigh whether to do that again. I love to garden. I grow vegetables as a community garden to donate, and I think that Spokane Valley could have a stronger community garden program than it does, but I was very happy to see Spokane Valley get a farmers market started a few weeks ago at Discovery Place. I think that'll be a great addition.
Well, it used to be a very large agricultural area, and it's so for some old timers, it's a shame to see that have disappeared. It's nice to talk about bringing it back with the community gardens. So why volunteer to run for elected office if your life is going well and you're happy with the garden, and why step out for elected office?
This is the first time I've run for elected office. I've been involved in a lot of ways, smaller ways. I volunteer for organizations. I'm the volunteer finance director for an organization, Nurses International, a faith-based international group that spreads nursing education free of charge around the world to communities. I've worked as a grandfather. I guess it's a good time to bring that up as a formative thing, because part of my job has been being the emergency caregiver for working families. It's one of the things that I guess if I have a pet project that I would like to be able to work on when I'm elected to city council is to bring safe, affordable child care within reach of more people. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for families, and it's really important for businesses. Businesses need mm-hmm. to have a workforce that's able to be responsive. So that was grandfather part has really played into. And
because you recognize that need, because you're filling that need in your own family.
And I've been telling my grandchildren, you know, you get involved when you see things that need to be done, you get involved. So running for office this time really just seems like an extension of that. I decided to get more involved. This city was open, and a number of people suggested that I have the skill set to do it. And the more I went to city council meetings, the more I agreed with them.
Well, that's a good place to go to that last question, which is to give you that last minute or so to tell us why people should vote for Lance Gorrell for Spokane Valley City Council.
I feel like I will bring a good change of leadership to the Valley. I believe in accountable leadership. I believe that the City Council should be working to make the community a safer place for everybody to live, regardless of what you look like, who you love, or where you're from. That it's important for business, for Spokane Valley to be an inclusive city. If we're going to attract new businesses in the 21st century that have diverse workforces, we need to make Spokane Valley a friendly place. I also feel like we've made an agreement with homeowners when we zone their property to be single family. I think that that's an agreement we have with them. I also think that we have a wonderful city plan to put high density housing into an urban corridor. And we've also made a promise to those people to have more parks in that area. People deserve to have parks within a short walk of their home, and I'm for having more parkland and having that be part of the covenant that we make with people when they move to Spokane Valley, that we're going to have parks and we're going to have them close to where they live.
Okay. Well, those are some good solid reasons, and I wish you the best of luck and enjoy your campaign.
Thank you very much.